741 at WEOL. Our guests are Mark Victor Hansen and his wife, co-author Crystal Dwyer Hansen. The book is called Ask, The Bridge for Your Dreams to Your Destiny. Mark's known for his Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and Crystal, his wife, also a life coach. How do you two co-author? How well does that work together? Or does somebody take a lead when they're putting the concept together for a book like this?
You know, Bruce, it's such a great question, and it was an experiment for us because we'd each, obviously, Mark's done a ton of books, and I've done my own books. I'm a life coach, a clinical hypnotherapist, but we'd never done a book together. So it went remarkably well. We kind of each have our strengths. We would each write chunks of material that would come to us. We'd have our little morning meeting, and then we'd go off and write to those things that we have more expertise in, and then, you know, come together. I'm more of the, you might say, the editor. I pulled it together and kind of would create the transitions with the material. And then we did a lot of interviews, just amazing people, because we wanted people to see the actual life stories of master askers, people who, you know, like all of us, have had great adversity, problems in their lives. Things haven't always been rosy, but somehow they've been able to transcend that through the art and science of asking.
Who are we asking?
Well, first of all, here's what happens. You don't get in life what you deserve. You get what you ask for. And what we discerned was there are three channels to asking. You got to ask yourself, ask others, and ask God. And each of us have had those problems. I went bankrupt in 1974, and it happened so fast, I asked the wrong question. How do I go bankrupt? I checked a book in the library, How to Go Bankrupt by Yourself. Turns out it was my best, worst experience, but we learned by asking, what is my destiny, which is the subtitle of this book, Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. And we think everyone listening has a great, great destiny, and our destiny is to help each and every person get to their destiny. And based on the fact that we're getting hundreds of letters every day, people are really getting the message, and it's working, and that's why we keep selling out of books.
So let's take us through some of the steps when we look. You talk about ask yourself. Let's look at that. Are we just sort of contemplating some thoughts? Are we looking for answers from ourselves as well?
So the ask yourself part, I think, is always the place we need to start, because, you know, asking yourself is really that reflective journey. And you cannot go any place new until you understand where you are. And so really there are like three critical phases of that. And hundreds of questions that fall under those phases. And the first one is, where am I now, right? Because you have to understand where you are, what's working, what's not working. Are you happy? Are you missing something? You know, am I missing something? What do I need to be seeing? And then the second critical phase is, where do I want to be? So few people take the time with themselves in that quiet space in their day to ask that question. And you know, if you ask that question from your imagination and imagine your greatest life, your greatest business life, your greatest relationship life, your greatest health and fitness, ask from the nth degree of your success in each of those areas. In my greatest career, what am I doing? Who am I talking to every day? What products am I selling? What services? You know, what's important to me each day? It's remarkable, Bruce, how you can literally engineer your life backwards by asking the right questions. And then, of course, the third critical phase is, what specific action do I need to take to get there? Because we need to put our asking journey. You'll start to get solutions, illuminations. You'll start to get more understandings when you ask these questions, and be sure to write them down. We always tell people, write your questions down and write your answers down. You'll start to see all these new things coming to you, and then you need to put it in action. Pick up the phone when you think of that person. That's your subconscious mind, God, you know, the universe telling you, giving you your answers. Don't ignore the answers. Put them into action.
Are we comparing ourselves to others when we're looking for something? In other words, you see something, or you see somehow other person's life or the way it's going, and thinking, I need to kind of reach that. Is there a comparison, or is there still going to be a unique journey for yourself?
Yeah, every journey is unique, and all that looking at somebody else is, Bruce, is an inspirational discontent saying to you, hey, wait a second. You have this enormity of potential to your destination, and your desire is that white hot fire that'll get you from here to there. Like when Jack Canfield and I wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, 144 publishers all said, hit the road, Jack. And I said, look, it's okay if you don't like him, but I'm a nice guy. Anyhow, we did sell it. Now we've sold 500 million books. But the point is, is that everyone's got it, and you can't compare yourself to anyone else. Everyone has a unique destiny, and what we're, our job is help you discover it. And I think asking is what the big guy said. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. He never detailed it, and we found out you got to ask yourself like you just asked Crystal, then you got to ask others for help once you get going, because no man is an island, and all of us need each of us, and each of us need all of us. And then if you're really wise, you, like Solomon was, you ask God for whatever it is that you want, and there's some specific ways to do that if you want us to talk to him.
Yeah, if we could get some little more detail on some of these things to do, and maybe also some of those things are the that are the roadblocks. Why are we not all following this? What's getting in our way from having to be able to do this?
Right. Well, we were all born. It's interesting. We came into this world as these beautiful, uncorrupted askers, these little children who wanted to know, you know, we were wildly curious. We wanted to know who, what, when, where, why, how, right? That's how we evolved. That's how we grew. That's how children accelerate their growth so quickly. And we also weren't afraid to ask for more, 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 ask for anything, you know? And then depending on how we were parented, what happened in our school years, you know, don't ask unless you're called upon. Stop asking me so many questions. You know, just business, your work, your opinions not valued, and basic life rejection starts to shut us down. And suddenly, as adult human beings, we find ourselves standing there, pretty much terrified to ask anyone anything, and almost ashamed that we don't have all the answers, which is a tragedy. There's no way any of us will all have all the answers in this lifetime. So we need to constantly be asking. We need to rekindle that beautiful gift we had at birth, which has been crushed out of us so often. And that's why we wrote about the seven roadblocks to asking, because when we did all of our research and interviewed all these people, we realized every one of us has some of these roadblocks. And we can get in a little deeper into those if you'd like.
Sure. Why don't we talk about some of those? And we'll probably all be familiar with ones.
Definitely.
Well, here's what happens. All of us have, like Crystal said, there are seven roadblocks we discovered that are major, like unworthiness, doubt, excuses, right, disconnection, pattern paralysis, and naivete. And what happens is that any one of us has got sometimes two, three, sometimes all seven going at the same time, and especially because of COVID paralysis, containment, confinement, what happens is that we're finding out that the people, once they look at what Crystal talked to you about the reflective mirror, you start looking at yourself, say, hey, wait a second, I can ask my questions to get out of here, because right now 50 million Americans are without a job, and a third of those will never have another place to go unless they really find out what their destiny is, and then their way will be smooth, perfect, and easy. But they've got to be reading our book, I believe, based on the results we're getting, and ask themselves the right questions to get the right action, the right results, so they can be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have what they want to have right now.
Tell me a little bit about some of the people you interviewed or what you found, or what was your process to uncover how they were able to do this and if they are still on that in that process?
Oh, right. I mean, some people just, you know, because their back was up against the wall, just like has been the case for each of us, you know, individually and together, you know, we had no other place to turn. So we had to start asking the questions. And it was that those questions that revealed the next truth, the next revelation to us. I mean, I was one of those kids who thought high school was easy and boring. And so I you know, accelerated my curriculum, graduated at age 16, married a guy 5 years older than I, and, you know, not a great life plan, as it turns out. I 2.5 years later, I'm in a new city, no family, no friends, baby on my hip, divorced, and no idea how I was going to support myself. So I applied for food stamps, the only thing I could think of doing. And, you know, when I was standing in that line ready to turn my food stamps over for my diapers and groceries, I had this huge epiphany, Bruce, and I'll never forget it. And these things are one of the reasons we wrote the book, things that have happened to us. So I'm standing there, and this question drops in my mind. First of all, how did I get here? Followed by a second question that was so profound. It was, are you doing the best you can, or are you taking the easy way out? And it was like my moment of truth. I knew the second my mind dropped that question, somehow I wasn't doing the best that I could. I knew the answer immediately. but it galvanized me. I instantly, as I, like, so quickly, I had this pivot where as I was turning my food stamps over to the cashier, I'm going, this will not be my future. And I think I might have looked a little fierce when I did it. I obviously didn't say it out loud, but, you know, it caused me, that question caused me to think and to come up with a truthful answer. I had to be honest. Was I doing the best I could? No. And I didn't even know what the best was. I didn't know. I was so young. But I went home to my apartment where I was getting eviction notices every month, and I didn't really have answers. But suddenly I was like, I have questions. You always have questions, no matter what. You always have questions. So you need to start asking them. So I started going, you know, who would hire me? What can I do? What am I skilled enough to do? And I remembered the second I started asking those questions of myself, bam, I remembered hearing on the radio about temporary service agents, get work tomorrow, come to work. So I called Kelly Services. How do I apply? Send me the paperwork. And pretty soon they, you know, I'm signed up with them. They started sending me jobs. Some of them would last 4 days. Some would last 4 weeks. You could say yes or no. And I started doing all these things like working, you know, filling in attorney's offices and working at conventions and doing sales and setting up booths at malls. And I started learning a lot about myself. And I just learned that I was really fascinated with small businesses. I love working with small business owners. It was cool for me to go, wow, what do they do? How do they do this? How did they get into this business? And then I love sales. And so I decided at that point that triggered me to go, I want to do real estate sales. So I put myself to real estate school. And in the meantime, someone approached me and said, oh, you should do some modeling. So I went to the biggest agency in my city and asked them, you know, if they would sign me. And they said, you know, after stumbling through some lines, it was a talent agency. And, you know, down the runway, they signed me, fortunately. I ended up doing some television commercials that went national. So literally about a little more than a year and a half from the time I was standing in the line turning over my food stamps, I'm now working as a licensed realtor for the largest home builder in my valley. I became the number one realtor, and I'm getting this residual royalty income from my television commercials that happened to go national. And so because of that, I had to join Screen Actors Guild. They're, you know, because when you make a certain amount, they make you join the union, make you, I say, because they have, it was wonderful because now I have the best insurance benefits in the world for myself and my little boy. So it's just remarkable. I kept looking back on that moment going, what would have happened if I hadn't asked myself that question? It would have been so easy to cascade into sort of my victimization. You know, I was young, I didn't have any help, all these reasons. But questions can change everything. And that's what we're trying to teach people. Everyone can do this. We all have this inside us. We're encouraging people to take this asking journey with us.
With asking those questions, does that seems to also build confidence? And somehow confidence is a part of this or a catalyst, it seems like that. Or am I reading too much into that?
Absolutely correct, Bruce. When I was bankrupt and upside down, I met a guy who taught me how to become a professional speaker. And he said, you got to go ask 10 people a day. And I'd never done that, but I went out and did it. And he said, one, I'll say yes. At the end of the day, 6:30 at night, this guy with Metropolitan Insurance, big, strong, he happened to be number one with Metropolitan as an agency guy. And he said, my name's Tony, Mark. I really like you. You come in here at 6:30. You got a lot of guts. You got a lot of confidence, boy. I'm going to give you a directory. You go out and you talk to everybody and you tell them Big Tony sent you. Well, that gave me, first of all, I didn't have a lot of confidence because I wasn't making. Now suddenly I'm talking to Big Tony. And Big Tony is telling me that I can have confidence and everybody will do it. So the question, by asking him the question, then I said, well, do you want to pay this or have your staff pay? Well, nobody was there, so I knew he had to write me a check even before I did it. So my confidence grew, and the more you do something, the more confident you get at it, and the better you get, just like learning the ABCs like our grandkids are doing now, and you just start to love it. And that's why we want everyone to go to get the book, wherever they want to get the book, Ask the Bridge from Your Dreams, Your Destiny, and then go to askthebookclub.com. It's free, and we're teaching everyone how to be master askers. And back to your last question, we're also going to interview the best people that we interviewed, these 26 superstars that have come from nothing and gone through every adversity and come out somewhere great and significant, and they're hitting their destiny. Like, we want everyone listening to get to their destiny.
Is this an ongoing process when somebody is doing this, or is there a point when you sort of reach a level of it where it either becomes second nature, or it's still just a part of who you are, and it's not so much of a, I guess, a step-by-step process?
Well, here's the thing. Life continues to happen. Just when we think we've mastered everything, right, something else presents itself. I call this the university of life, because we all know it's not going to be a straight, narrow path for any of us. I don't care how much money you have, how pretty you are, how happy you are, how great your personality is. We're going to have adversity. That's part of the growth. That's part of the learning. So we need tools. I mean, the more tools you have and the more you're able to grasp those tools and master those tools, the easier time you're going to have transcending these difficulties that are going to come, because you're going to have a way to contextualize everything. You're going to have a system to put it through. So you go, okay, this is happening. What do I need to do? I need to sit down. I need to ask these questions. I need to look for this. You know, ask yourself, ask others, ask God. There are so many questions in the book that are so helpful, and so many ideas. You know, someone said, this book is like a whole course because it gives you so much practical information. And it's really just helping a lot of people because it gives you hope. It puts you back in the driver's seat, because the problem is when we're feeling stuck and hopeless and distraught, we start to regurgitate our own feelings and thoughts, and it just sucks us downward like a whirlpool. We need to have this mechanism that we can spring ourselves out of that, and the mechanism has to be simple, because we're not in a state, you know, when our minds are in this bad state, you know, we're not feeling like we can do anything, right? We just can only see the misery that we're in. Well, if we have this simple tool, we just sit down with it and start asking those questions. And question by question, answer by answer, you're going to get the solution. You're going to get an idea. You're going to get a new perspective. Suddenly, you know, a new plan starts to form. You're going to call that person. You're going to do, and suddenly it's like, wow, I'm living a completely different life, because I have this tool. And that's why we say, you know, we want everyone to become a master asker. It'll change your life.
And I like the way you have ask with an exclamation point to it. It's not just asking. You're asking. You know what I mean? It kind of stands out there.
It turns out that the greatest scholar of ancient Greece that started all education is Socrates, who was a master asker, obviously. And Socrates came up with that word educare, which means to draw out, not stuff in. And unfortunately, our school system has gone to rote learning, meaning you, Bruce, are going to learn the ABCs, and then you're going to sing them. And that's okay to learn it. But what happens is you want to have the freedom to use it. And the only way to have freedom is to have people ask questions. And because you're a radio host all day long, you're asking questions, you're pondering stuff, you're thinking about stuff. And that makes you wiser, brighter, more illuminated, and solution-oriented each and every day, doesn't it?
I hope so. At least I feel that way. Some days more than others, but that's the way life is. You talk about the road. So some days you'll swing for the fences, and other days it'll be a small success. Either way, I guess.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's what we need to keep in mind, and we need to prepare ourselves, right? We need to have those tools. And one of the things I want to hit on is this ask others part, because it seems to be really hard for people. We're all so scared to ask. In fact, we looked at a lot of the studies that have been done on asking, and all of them pretty much revealed the same thing. And that was that people who entered the study universally felt that if they asked someone for information, advice, help, or even assistance in getting something done, that they would be perceived as being stupid, ignorant, uninformed, or just pushy and obnoxious. And as it turns out, none of that's true. The studies revealed none of that's true. Like, if you just put yourself out there and ask somebody for something, help, information, advice, assistance, there is a very likely chance, there's an 80% more likely chance they will help you. And the study revealed that people actually like to help other people if they can. You know, it's not going to happen every time. Sometimes people will not be able to help you, and they'll say no. But you know what? That has more to do with them. Maybe they have something going on in their lives. Maybe they just got some really bad news. It doesn't have anything to do with you, really. But we need to remember that, because we need to keep asking, because what we call, you know, the perfect matchup for your wish to be granted, your request to be granted, is out there. You just have to keep asking.
Keep asking.
You have to keep asking. Yeah. And the other interesting thing about the studies, plural, were that people who ask questions in business relationships are perceived to be like better business partners, better, more likable business associates. And also the people in the dating studies who asked more questions were more likely to get a second date. So this is really profound when you look at the power of asking.
Asking seems to bring other people into your life. You know, it's not just you telling them of something. You're asking them, and that, as you say, bringing whatever knowledge they have or interest or help as there. Are we sometimes afraid to ask the question, though? I mean, because of what the answer might be? I mean, are we asking questions where we think we already know the answer, but maybe we don't, I guess?
Right. When I was bankrupt and upside down, and my roommate gave me a ticket to go hear this guy talk because I wanted to be a professional speaker, and I said, as long as I'm a lawyer or a doctor, a Broadway star, a celebrity, or a famous person, I'll go see him. And they got to be age equivalent. I was in my 20s at the time. Well, I go see this guy, Chip Collins, and in the worst economy America's ever had, 28% inflation and all that craziness in 1974, this guy's mesmerizing 500 people, Bruce, just wowed him. I go up to him and I said, Chip, I want to ask you, will you let me take you to lunch? And then I want to ask you how to do the business. His voice was burned out. Said, look, kid, chance you make it is 1 in 1,000. You're not going to make it. I said, let me determine that. And, you know, since then I've done 7,000 talks to millions, 6 million deals. So the point is that I was willing to ask him, and even though he deferred, I was willing to ask again. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to give people the ability to ask boldly, ask big, ask smart, ask wise, and feel and expect that they're going to get the answer. Because when you ask, you have to trust that someone in the universe has the answer. You got to believe that you're going to get the answer, and you may have it already, and then go out and take action on it, like Crystal said.
Sounds good. Again, if people want to find out more about the book, Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny, as well as some of the other things you have connected to it, where do they go to find out about that?
So Amazon's probably the best place to go to buy the book. But it's available everywhere, Barnes & Noble, wherever, even some of the independent bookstores. So wherever you can get it. And then do join us at Ask the Book Club. Go there. We'll send you a free invitation because we want to help everybody take this asking journey forward. You know, we need everybody in this country to start showing up as their very best version, you know, the very best version of you. And because every person's important. We all, you know, studies show that we all affect at least a minimum of 200 people in our, even in the smallest circle. So, you know, if we all show up as the best version of ourselves, what a difference it makes in the world. So, yeah, join us, get the book, Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. We're excited to hear about your stories. Stay in touch with us. You can find us on social media, Crystal Dwyer Hansen, and of course, Mark Victor Hansen. And let's do this. Let's take this asking journey together.
Sounds good. Mark, Crystal, we appreciate your time this morning sharing this with us. And thanks for asking us to do the interview. I appreciate that.
Bruce, you've been fun to be with. We thank you and all your great listeners.